dais.
On the dais.
Excuse moi.
And is
it French? It is. Yes.
Well, I was just thinking that I used to read my council agenda online, but Nancy keeps printing all these big books and binders, and it takes a lot. So I thought put something on our DS that holds our agendas every month instead of holding that.
If we have a way to write notes on.
Well, we'll always have our little pad in front of us, but we'll leave that big book and her and Nancy putting them things together. And we have Craig here, who's a retired employee from IBM. He can probably, you know, get us hooked up with some modern technology here in the 21st century.
Are you talking about doing like five monitors, one computer,
like that, yeah.
Type deal?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it probably takes six, but
what if the secretary's?
Very amicable. So is your thought the iPads? Because we had that in the budget for a while, we never spent it because council said no.
Or something different. The only thing in the budget is for reimbursement.
Well, that was for their online stuff, right?
No, we took the other part out.
Okay, that's fine. But so what exactly is your concept? Do we each have some type of desktop computer up there, or is it all seeing the same thing? Because I might move ahead and back, so I would rather be able to have an individual.
You should be able to move forward and backwards, but I was hoping that Craig over here on what we could do to make us a little bit more streamlined.
So, I mean,
I know it's a pain in the butt to print them things.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because it is conducive to searching, right?
Right. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm. And looking through data pretty quickly.
So I mean, she sends it out the Friday before, and I normally put it on my iPad and play with it. So you see me up there sometime,
right?
But for those of you who don't have one or aren't there, I'm fine if there was a really inexpensive laptop or desktop or whatever at each of our seats that we could do that. Because sometimes when people are talking, I Google stuff so that I can catch up, right? If they bring something weird they haven't talked about. I actually Google stuff while they're talking so that I can figure out what they're talking about. So, I'm in favor of the rest of you guys doing that too, by the way.
And I also thought about when the accountant couldn't come down, that we could have put him on the screen and so forth. I mean, you know, that stuff.
Skyping
him
live.
Mm-hmm. Or having some presentations done live like that in the future. That's all.
So if one of us is out of town, we can Skype in to the computer.
I'll try to be in for me.
I don't have one. I just wanted the thoughts of maybe how we can streamline and become a little bit more modern.
I'm with
the technology that's available today.
Some type of technology up at the seat, I think, is appropriate, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And what's the cost?
You didn't know. For nothing now.
Well, I don't know what that one is, but the iPad Mini, 15 gigabits memory is $299.
Wow, they're cheaper than like $110. Yeah, I mean, they're not that much. The issue is how do you deal with it, right? So, the way you upload it is really nice. The Dropbox thing. And then you have everything. So she's already doing that part of it. It's just what tool are we going to say this is a tool? And mine, I would leave it at town hall and just use it during the council meetings.
Right. And who would make Dean do it?
Yeah. Well, he's going to probably say he still needs a hard copy. That's fine.
I can notes on
what was the S and highlighters?
Yes.
What's wrong with this machine? Fancy!
Well, you guys still have to make copies of the agenda for the public, but you don't make copies of all the other stuff that you give us,
right? Yeah, just two pages.
I'd be more than happy to cut that part out.
I'm sure you would, yeah.
No more little binders.
We don't have anything to do anyway.
Yeah,
that's right.
I've got it. And she can do all of our parking tickets.
If you give me a little yellow scooter, right, I'll do it.
On a bicycle,
all day long. Get out of town.
Okay, we're going backwards. Let's focus.
All right, so are you going to check on what it would cost?
You guys going to tell me what?
What technology do we need, or do we care?
$529.99 is $329.99.
So you would rather have something stationary than something like this that you can carry around with you?
I mean, I already got a pair.
I'd probably.
Well, I'm gonna refer.
It depends what your personal preferences are, right? I mean, everybody, if you wanted people to have a $299 mini iPad mini, you can buy your own keyboard. If you want a keyboard.
What does it?
But, I mean, I would be consistent with the technology, like if you get a Mac or you go IBM.
Right. Well, everything else is IBM, right? And tablets are just as cheap as iPad.
Yeah.
I guess it's not, because you have an iPad, right?
The operating system's different. If you're using an iPhone, right, that's...
iPads
are
what?
It's like using an iPhone.
Really well.
Is that what... iPads
work really well.
What are we already using in the town for that, right? And y'all are already using something... At least that's the town, right?
Yes.
So what have you guys settled on? This is the town's technology. Is it iPads or is it?
For the department heads, yeah, we've been using the iPad and the iPhone.
So then I think we would want, I agree with you, we should stay consistent so we don't mix it up, right? So we have some type of support person for that, sort of, a marginal support. Not really, okay, whatever.
I don't have one, so I don't have a use.
Nancy.
What we're using it for, the cheapest iPad.
Yeah.
Well, I think two options, and they say here's the two options.
For the office, for all our computers in town hall, it's not the Apple product.
Right.
Right.
It's
PC.
So anything that we would have to have like that, laptop up on the dais, would have to be something compatible with what we've got now, so it would not be the Apple product.
Well, from thinking of ease of use for people who are not technologically
driven.
I would think an iPad might be, I mean, it's quite clear. You can use your iPhone.
Right. Well, so the question is, what are we thinking council is going to use it for, right? So there's a bunch of different things. One, I don't think any of us need, for what we're talking about during council meetings and stuff, we do not need a monthly plan that connects, right? Because there's wireless in there.
That's right.
And you could load it onto the five of them the week before and put it in our boxes just like you're doing now.
Well, it was Dropbox.
Or our Dropbox.
Dropbox. Right.
So then the next question is, will the wireless get overloaded if all five of us are on, right? I don't know, in town hall.
You're talking about a laptop. Or a screen.
Yeah.
Or a
tablet. Basic. Everybody would have Wi-Fi. You could just get on as long as the Wi-Fi held up.
Well, that's what
sometimes
I'm saying.
Sometimes we've actually...
Hot box that they plug in if it goes down.
That would actually be a hard connection.
We need to approve for the town, is there a Wi-Fi?
We have improved it.
Yeah, it just could be if a bunch of people came in at one time and all got on the Wi-Fi
that
could overload.
That, or if the weather was really bad, you know, because a landline is always the best. That's the main hard connection.
Well, you could put a hub
and,
up there.
That's,
and then
Steve would be able to put a hub up, then that's everybody would just get land.
Have
right.
Do you want us to
but it'd be expensive, probably.
To get some kind of either laptop or screen on the day of
Why do we make it complex? Why wouldn't we just use wireless?
Well, that's what I was saying, is sometimes we have wireless, but sometimes, seriously, like we have Charter, and you can never depend on their wireless.
You wouldn't have the hard copy of it.
Yeah, but I dump it so that if the wireless goes out, it's on my laptop. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You can upload it before the meeting, and then everybody has it.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing right now about Dropbox. You guys can have your laptop. Upload it to your desktop, and then when you get it's just a PDF. It's just a PDF. It's not a live document.
Right.
It's just like what you had up here, you know. So.
And all those could have been.
It's simple.
Kind of Dropbox, and you just.
Exactly.
On this.
That's right.
And then because.
Well, they did it all themselves.
I mean, cost is always an option. I understand that nobody takes their cell phone stipend or whatever the heck it is I don't.
Nobody does. I mean, does that cover the cost of this thing?
So yeah, it may. I don't know what's in the budget, but yeah. Because tablets now are so cheap.
Yeah.
$38 a month.
Mine is at 30.
$60 a month.
You know what, Nancy?
For cell phone?
Arlen told us $50, but actually costs us $35.
Yeah.
And mine's only 30. And I get it anywhere in the country.
When I...
Consensus is you want me to look into screens or laptops on the day, and you'd come back...
Yes, the recommendation on options, then what's the best one? That's exactly right.
We'll get Dana, that's a sketch.
It'd be perfect, right?
I don't know.
May I ask another laptop question while we're on here? For our emergency operations center. I know we didn't have to go up there this past year. And the year before, the computer we had was so horrible, I had to take my own to use it.
I took the one up there this year, the laptop up there. I took it up.
Okay, well...
Because I went to the training class.
Well, okay.
Ed went to it too, I think, right?
Well, we must have upgraded it since the last time I was there. So that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Do we have one that's upgraded and...
It worked good when I went at the beginning of last year. I haven't messed with it since then.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was fine. Yeah, it was fine. I mean, for that, you don't need that much capability anyway, but yeah, it was fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. You're up.
All right.
The next one, I'm just asking if there's any other items you want. I can't remember what's on the agenda. We need to do for the beach breakfast. The
RFC. 0.5%, I'm sure.
You need to know what it is.
And the beach inlet thing,
Carolina
those
Beach
two.
Said a couple of things. I can't remember what they were, but I didn't know.
We don't know something about it, and we need to find out about the beach inlet.
Inlet on there.
Yeah.
Inlet dredging.
When is our next budget meeting?
Should we also take the opportunity to
beef about insurance? We don't have budget meetings yet. This is for the beach breakfast on the 17th.
Are we going to have another budget retreat?
Budget meetings will start in April.
Yeah, that's probably.
You'll approve the budget council.
Right. I think either maybe the January council meeting, February, but probably January. I'll give a proposed budget calendar.
Okay.
Dave, you should take the opportunity to think about insurance also, don't you think?
Well, I called the
it's probably, I'm sure Wiggers, Baggert, or what Baggert, Wiggers, or whatever.
I'm talking about 32% increase on hazard requests.
They just went
on hazard? What do you mean on hazard requests?
Typical, well, your hazard insurance covers things other than flood.
Yeah, not flood or wind or hail.
Right.
Everything else, fire and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
You mean your homeowner's insurance?
Sorry?
You mean homeowner's insurance?
Yes.
Right. There's a public hearing on the 24th, which Dean and I went to last year and we spoke. And maybe on the 17th, that would be good to talk about if all the amounts are going to be better.
For 32% more.
Just for the beach?
35.
On the beach communities.
35. Plus... But there's a glitch in there.
Yeah.
Curie Beach is not listed. Our area code is not listed.
Once it becomes law, I'm sure they'll remember to write it in.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's not in the insurance company's request. Yeah. If they don't request it, maybe...
What was their rationale for that one? It can't be losses.
They're saying that with their losses, they only break even. But this time, we have a good chance because Durham and Raleigh rates, they want a 25% increase.
Okay. I must have missed that mail and all the other ones. I'll have to go back and look at it.
Thing from Kathleen Riley.
Yes. Okay, I'm here. Yep. I was probably mixing up with
Bigger Wagger or whatever. Goodman said no way he'd approve it. He's going right to hearing. He's not going to negotiate.
But he won't go here. He's going to do it.
And we need to think about, do any of us want to go up there and speak at the hearing? And what do we want to say?
Wow, that's great. Town of Vincent.
Okay, so inlet dredging, liability insurance rate increase, and bigger waters flood.
Homeowners rate increase.
Homeowners insurance? Sorry. And Bigger Waters Flood Reform Act.
Yeah, Bigger Waters.
Those are the three things you all want to add to the agenda. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're all kind of on board with free water.
Yeah, I mean, they're all pushing.
Yeah, that's, I think what we really discuss on that.
So not, we're not going to put that in there?
Just leave it on there, but it shouldn't, we're all complaining about it and move on.
Changes every day.
Okay, Ms. Avery, motion from Bart.
Just the street festival, I guess. Do we want the annual street festival again this year?
Well, all the volunteers have scounded us.
Well, they don't have a leader. I guess I need to put out a reminder or something to the committee that you don't resign as chairman until you are at a meeting and have somebody else appoint you.
That's a good,
That leaves the committee in limbo. We've had that happen twice now. But there's only four, maybe five members on the...
I mean, if you want Parks and Recreation to take it and...
I don't.
That was quick, okay.
If we're going to have to take it, then I'd rather know sooner rather than later.
Craig and I were talking about, I don't know whether it's still fulfilling what we wanted it to, or if we ever had a, real idea of what we wanted to do, but we thought about, maybe dressing it up, art and line or something like that. I mean, really... Have a something that Kira Beach is known for. Wine and Love Street Festival.
I had originally wanted a craft beer thing, and then my wife reminded me of the fiasco they had at Carolina Beach.
Yeah.
Drunken students.
Oh yeah. Wing
so
fling.
It has to be a scale above beer, I guess.
Or a champagne.
Say beach and beer.
Champagne and lobster. I like that.
One suggestion is to not have it this year and let Parks and Rec come up with some ideas for some specialty events or...
Yeah, we were doing plenty of stuff.
Well, it sounds like we have so many things going on in the summer. I mean,
a lot of Parks and Rec, you do want the community center to be in Parks and Rec. We're talking about the festival to be Parks and Rec, special events to be Parks and Rec. That'd be the next committee to be vacated.
I mean, so... I'm not that close to it, so I asked the other commissioners, are you going to get a lot of citizens saying, why didn't we do this? I don't know. No one talks to me about that issue, so I'm asking you guys now. Are there going to be citizens in the town saying, why are we doing this? I'm sure some vendors will.
There'll be citizens complaining about it. But we don't have volunteers.
I hate to say this, but really, just being part of the street festival, it's more visitors coming in than residents. I know that sounds funny, but really there's not that many residents that have been involved with it. It's been more exterior.
Do they want to complain?
10.
If you know their names, you should call them.
That's right.
So I'm not volunteering to help with it, but I'm ambivalent whether it happens or not. How's that?
There you go.
I'm willing to take the heat if it doesn't happen.
Well, what's consensus of council? What do we want to do?
11,000.
Well, no, that's in the budget. So
yeah, but that would
we spend versus what they pay us. When it washes out, Arlen, do we make money on it, or does it wash out?
We almost always lose money.
Yeah, well, then that makes it easy for me. Now I'm not
interested. We've got every other Friday, Sunday.
Right, park, exactly
boogie
right.
Dance, boogie that eventually everybody's going to want
that. So we got the market down there for those people who want to buy stuff.
Consensus of council is,
if no one's pushing it, no.
Okay.
Nobody's ever come to me when we didn't have it.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
That one.
Council
goes. There
you go. So, we'll take a
5-minute
break.
Yeah, let's do
it. Thank you.
This is just a list of the goals that was agreed to at last year's retreat. Just to run through real quickly, and then I kind of give a status or update on each one. But last year, you said maintain the current tax rates, support the fire department staffing. Maintain current service levels of all departments, do the downtown utility project, implement the Oceanfront Park and Recreation Administration, develop a long-term plan for beach nourishment, review opportunities for dune infiltration systems, and review video surveillance of town areas.
Yeah.
So if we look at the first one, that was an easy, the budget, and there's no tax increase, so that one's done, we're good. Support the fire department staffing request, that also is done, that was included in the budget, and the three positions have been filled. Maintain current service levels of all departments, that's part of the budget, nothing changed in regard to services provided. Downtown utilities, it's in progress, as you all know, so the work has started. The last information I had was they're hoping to finish by the end of February. Right now, the estimated cost of the project is a little over $169,000, and $117,000 financing from BB&T, and the rest of it will be PAL bill. Successfully implement the Oceanfront Park and Recreation Administration. I think we've all seen that. It was used extensively, as we've heard, for different programs and entertainment and a couple rentals of the pavilion so far, and a full-time and part-time person on board to handle recreation administration. Long-term plan for beach nourishment. I'll call that in progress. We did set up the new fund and transferred $96,000, and you know, that's where we stand at this point. So, you know, to be continued.
That'll stay on our list, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we renting out for the weddings? The $500?
Maybe Nancy knows. Let's put her on the spot.
What
are we charging for weddings?
For the special
The $500?
$100 for non-residents, $300 for residents, for...
I don't even remember that.
For the pavilion and the...
We have a fee schedule.
Right,
we have
yeah.
A pass schedule.
Right, I don't remember.
It's all on the web.
If I can get on the web, I can get on the web.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's not a lot. It's similar. Yeah. It's the same thing as the community center.
Yeah, no part of it at that place.
The next goal was review opportunities for dune infiltration systems, and as we heard from Sunny, that's the first one that's being looked at is the Sea-Watch area. I'm waiting for information back from engineer. And the last one, review video surveillance, define stakeholders and policy issues by August 31st, not starting.
Well, Dennis is supposed to pay for that out of that money that he gets for using one of our cop stuff.
I think
we've got the money, it's the figuring out before we spend the money.
I think that should be brought back to Dennis. Yeah, I think that should be brought back and maybe get his comments on that, but I think it was something that, at this point, he doesn't want to move forward with, so.
Okay.
But.
Rental of the pavilion's $100 an hour for non-residents, $75.
4 hours an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 4 hour minimum.
So that was your goals that you set last year and kind of where they stand at this point in time.
Good.
So now it's up to you guys.
So do we want to keep the ones from last year that we didn't do, except for, let's talk about the ones
did
we didn't.
Yeah. There
we
go.
Well, that's starting with number four.
That one, I guess, will
that
be finished.
That one will finish, so it's, I guess it's completed, but it's pretty much in progress, right?
Right.
You didn't know whether Tony gets crazy or not.
Yeah, this one we're done. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's...
Well, so I think the new goal is to complete the litigation and close the books. We might want to write it nicer than that, but I think the goal for the council is to finish up all the
issue.
Yeah. If we can do that this year, that would be pretty awesome.
But we implemented the
I think we're good on that one.
Right, I would say this one at this point. I put in progress.
Yeah. So I think that's our goal. So I would propose one of our goals is to complete the litigation and finalize the implementation of the Oceanfront Park. How's that? I think we've done all the other stuff for it.
I think it's implemented. It's just the litigation.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Complete existing litigation.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Complete the litigation with the Oceanfront Park if we can have that in our control.
The next lawsuit.
Okay. Yeah, get ready for the next one. Do you know what the next one is?
No, but...
You're just being optimistic?
Right.
The next goal that was still in progress, it was the beach nourishment. I guess that almost stands as written right there.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, so the half percent of that $96,000 in there next year?
Well, I guess as we work through the budget, I mean, we can come up with what that number. But I would hope that we can.
And then a half percent. Yeah, if we can pull that off, it'll certainly help us.
But will, does this tell you you will start the budget with 96,000?
No. No. You just have to have a plan. The budget process will tell us the amount, I think.
Develop a long-term plan for beach. I don't know, what if you put down?
The funding beach and everything instead of just beach and everything?
Yes.
You know what the plan is.
So everything is right.
Because how about the funding?
I'm kind of keeping track of what they're going to do here.
Sorry about funding beach and everything. And maybe a subset is find three new revenue-producing opportunities, one of them being the 0.5%.
Tiki bar.
Yeah.
And then maybe.
So what was that again?
Yeah, you guys want government to compete against businesses all the time.
No. Number three, beach renovation standards.
So what was that?
Create learn.
For finance.
You want number one?
For funding beach renovation.
Is that a consensus? Is that a goal?
What's for the create a long term plan for funding.
For funding beach renovation.
Funding beach renovation. Okay.
And then Craig proposed subsets for that is three alternative funding streams. But right now the only funding stream is the feds, the state, Vermont tax, and
transfers.
And property taxes.
They wanted us to leave that financial information out of there
for this school.
No, they do. That's just the status for this year. So for next year, it'll just be that developed or whatever you wrote there.
Right, whatever.
And then the three.
Yeah.
No, but they want
the
three.
He's focusing on the funding.
Three sub-points under that.
Funding.
They do want that?
Did you create a long-term funding plan for the department?
Yes.
Let me get rid of this. Hold on.
It's every 3 years.
And it may
and our part, yeah, it may, but right now our part was 180,000.
Long-term plan for funding beach nourishment.
Long-term funding.
So we're
Carolina Beach.
Those 4 million. Yeah, they didn't give it to us. They let it come out of the fund. That's what I'm saying.
But it money from money.
Beach nourishment.
No,
it
was,
and then a sub-point under that, I think, was the
Curie Beach.
Arlen,
how much did we actually have to write a check for beach nourishment from Curie Beach this past time?
Nothing.
So zero. But
it started at 1.2 million and went to zero. Yeah.
But we thought it was going to end up being like $200,000 or $300,000, right?
Yeah,
before it got resolved at the end, right?
Right, it started at 1.2, and then it looked like, I forget, 300 or something, and then eventually it was zero.
So your question's a great question, and that's where we can't put too much in this fund. We got to be real careful, right?
Yeah.
Because if you build this fund up too much, there's no, well, we don't need to help Curie Beach, we'll just take that money, you know, and then once you do that one time, you got to keep getting it. So that's where the 96, it was pretty goosey, the whole budget discussions on what number we should put in there. Because if you show you don't do anything, you're being irresponsible. If you show too much, then you're going to be paying for it all.
And this fund can also be used for replacing beach accesses.
Yeah, he wrote it pretty open so we could do other stuff if we could figure it out, right? So I think Carlin did a good job with it. When we get into the budget session, what we have to do is poll all the players and figure out, okay, what do we think? Because we want to have enough to pay for it so it doesn't go away, but we don't want to have too, right? It's more a political issue than a money issue, right?
Both. But if you position yourself too well,
exactly,
you get the hammer.
That's right, yeah.
And I think one of the things that has helped us is the colonel that we have now, who has really gone out of his way to help this part of his district. He's going to be replaced this year. So now we've got another new one we have to show.
Well, one of the things that helped us is 30 years or 20 years ago, the county leaders and the people involved in beach nourishment did a great job of building up a fund.
Yeah.
And so what sort of hurt us a little bit now is everyone sees, was it $35 million in it right now, Dean?
A little more than that.
Yeah, they see that money sitting there and like, well, you guys are just screaming about nothing. You could pay for the next 15 or 20 years, which is true, without doing anything. So why is the state and the feds spending all this money?
Because we'll have nothing in 15 years.
I don't know if you were at the meeting, Emily, where Layton said if we went to 4 years, the fund would be self-sustaining.
I was just going to bring that up.
See, that's why the whole conversation, parking, everything else, all those issues, every citizen of Curie Beach has this huge belief that their property tax has been paying for all this, and it hasn't.
Yeah.
And that's where I get into the, because I get in conversations out in the public, I'm like, you need to understand what you're talking about. Your property taxes have never paid for any of that beach. Never.
And the other
from the beginning of renourishment, never. And so when you say that visitors haven't paid their share of the sand, that's not true, but it comes out that way. And I sort of don't make a big deal about it outside of this meeting because I don't want outside people giving us any grief, but we should tell the truth to ourselves as council, right? So you don't see me saying this conversation in a meeting because it sends a different message.
You're not right in here.
I'm just waiting to complete number three. I don't understand.
He won't put it in there either because he understands.
The other thing
is
our contract with the feds.
Right.
I think everybody assumes that every beach along North Carolina has a contract like that, and they don't.
Right.
We are very, very fortunate because Kill Devil Hills and not Nag's Head, what's the other one? Between Kill Devil Hills and Nag's Head. They don't have a contract at all, and they have selected not to do beach renourishment, period.
Yeah.
No matter how many houses are sitting out in the water.
Yeah.
Nag's Head elected last year or a year before to do it, and they assessed a 16-cent tax on every business and every homeowner that lived on the beachfront, and that's what paid for their beach renourishment.
And a month later, they had a storm, and it was all gone.
Yeah, and washed almost all of it away. So we're very, very fortunate, and one of the things we need to help and watch and continue to support is Carolina Beach's contract, because if and when it's rewritten, we still have a big portion of Carolina Beach in our contract.
We've only had one full beach renourishment.
That was 12 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if we can get them to take their other part into their contract, maybe we can get more for the rest of Curie Beach when the time comes. I mean, we don't know how that would work.
Yeah, Nicole, I don't know. But I mean, the issue is, I think you're right. We should understand funding streams, but we got to be careful that we don't make money go in there faster than is politically expedient. How's that?
So I guess maybe I didn't totally understand that as well, which is, so I was under the assumption in the future we're going to have to pay some portion of that. Are you telling me that?
Potentially, we could.
Well, our Sandman talks all the time, like all the funding is going to go away very soon, and we're obligated to it, and therefore, you know, we have to build up $1 million per town, all this. But it's exactly like David said. We do, and they will take it away.
That's in Layton's terms.
Exactly. So sometimes I would like to calm him down a little bit.
Part of the issue is the way the formula designed, the town is responsible for a small portion. I think it's 6.5% or something.
Mm-hmm. That's only if
18.5% or something, wasn't it?
The beach nourishment fund, the RMT money, right?
Well, yeah, which we're going to use.
Right now,
Arlen, you said you didn't write that specifically said beach renourishment. You wrote it so it's open to COs and beach crossovers and beach signs.
Yeah, right.
And something called
anything that happens on the beach.
Right.
So what if we happen to have $365,000 in there one day if we needed it? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it is. It's just, I don't think we want to over. Right. We don't want to overdo it either so that we're not locking up those funds just for that. I mean, I think it's. And that's why we took the contingency approach. And then you you just have to be careful with that. One, that you don't use the contingency, but two, whatever you roll over into the general fund balance.
Tower kind of thing, right?
So what if you call it beach protection?
Ooh. What's that?
What if you call it beach protection instead
of well, no, that's what it is.
Fund is.
The actual fund is the beach protection fund.
Oh, right.
Yes, definitely. Okay. That was the actual goal, but in doing it and setting it up.
Okay, so it's just going to be develop a long-term plan for funding beach renourishment, period?
But the second part, that a subset was what I...
What's that?
The subset was three funding streams, independent property taxes, right? Does that capture what you want, right?
Yeah. I was just trying to stretch us to think about opportunities.
Mm-hmm. No, and... Right.
Three funding streams independent of property taxes.
Why don't be just half percent, a quarter, 2 hours?
Right.
Okay, the next one that was still open or in progress was the dune infiltration system.
I think we still want to do that, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So I think that stays on the
goals, too. We have
15
more to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm lost. Do what?
To still...
That the dune infiltration system.
Okay, I was still on the other one.
Yeah, sorry.
So Nancy's got that goal.
I got that.
Yes, okay. She has it right.
He's got the numbers for that.
Right.
Are you going to shoot her high, Nancy? Or are you sleepy?
I don't remember. I had numbers once.
What, for infiltration?
Yeah.
It was going to cost between $20,000 and $40,000 for each, depending
on
how involved public works.
Right. Sunny estimated on
Sea Watch would be the largest, and that would be at least.
On Sunny's capital, he estimated 40 per project.
Right. Three or four, because they're real small.
And he's still got it on his capital, right?
Sea Watch is going to be.
Yeah, we just didn't actually put it out, stretch it out on any particular
Brian
year, but it was on the list.
We can't even get it done because there's nowhere to put it. Everybody's built so many swimming pools
out
there.
Well, I think they had Mike Marshall go down and look at it.
Who in the hell had him do that?
We did, actually.
Yeah, Mr.
Mayor.
He
told us not to.
You got another one coming?
Keep going. Don't let us get...
This is the last one.
So do we think...
What's Dennis's problem with it? Because I haven't talked to him about this at all. I thought we went ahead with it.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I think you're better off talking to him. I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth. So
just tell him now, Nancy. Confer with the police chief and let us know.
Okay.
It's something he wants
really
to work on. I think we support it, but
I don't know whether. I mean, I thought he was for it.
Mm. Is it our policy issues we have to finalize?
I think he wanted to get feedback from stakeholders. Maybe he's gotten some and realizes no one wants it to happen. I don't know.
That park down there needs some supervision on it all the time so we can catch the little monsters on it.
Well, then keep it on there, and we direct him.
When I talked to him, I got the impression that he had another use for those funds that he thought was more important than this.
Well,
you want me to get him on the phone?
He's got to come to us anyway, right?
Yeah.
You want me to call him?
No, just leave it on there. We can review it.
All right, so we're just going to leave it as is.
Let our liaison talk to him, but we should quickly leave it on there and review it.
You know, what we're trying to do is the park. I mean, we have a wave camp.
There's a couple issues, right? That's what Dennis was getting last year. One, for you to use it for criminal stuff, it can't be just the wave cam on the internet, right? It's got to be videoed, it's got to be proofed, and then you got to have all the policies that allow him to do something with it. You can't just charge people off a video camera on the internet. The town's got to say, yeah, you can do this, enable him to use it.
I'm not about putting signs in there.
Exactly right. You got to put signs on this is videotaped and all that kind of stuff.
Video surveillance.
Right, exactly right.
So we have five items right now on the council goals.
Yeah, well, I want.
Who said what?
When they put them like on the back of condos to keep
the police aren't using those for enforcement.
Yeah, but they don't put signs up on.
Complete downtown.
That's because they're civilians.
Well, I think that they said, actually, to.
The ACLU, you're the government.
And you've never heard of the government doing any surveillance.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't think anybody said anything.
So not this government, while we're all.
Downtown utilities.
How's that?
That's true, but these are the new ones.
Yes, ma'am?
Could we have Nancy read back what you've got so far?
Well, and actually, Arlen made a point that these are fiscal year 14-15 goals, and the first one was going to be complete downtown utilities buried underground. So that should be completed.
Right.
So let's get rid of that.
Yeah, so you can take the first one off.
Unless we're going to do the rest of Cherry Beach.
Okey-doke. So the first one is complete existing litigation on the oceanfront park.
There you go. Yep.
Number two is develop a long-term plan for funding beach nourishment, which is three funding streams independent of property taxes.
Yep.
And number three is review opportunities for dune infiltration systems. And four is to keep on there, review video surveillance of town areas, define stakeholders and policy issues. And I took off the by August 31st, 2013,
yeah, that's right.
So we'll just leave it like that.
Okay. On the infiltration,
I've got so far.
So
you talked to somebody about the possibility of us saying we'll do at least one or more each year for the next 5 years.
Yeah, we'll put it. If we put it in the budget, it has to make it to the budget process. But that's fine.
But we have to have
and seek grant funds too.
Okay, I'll talk to Sonny. We can add it to the budget process, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think that's kind of what he said. He said, look at all the different opportunities and do them until they're complete.
Right.
So that's what his capital.
We actually set a goal to do at one or more instead of just looking at it.
Right. But the Sea Watch is, assuming what the engineer says, I think we want to do that one because they're offering to pay for some of them.
Yeah, it's a nasty apartment.
Yeah. So what other goals?
Well, the other one I would, how long do we have to use that $50,000 to remove the debris from the water?
Not long.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe that ought to be a goal, remove debris.
It is a goal.
It's a this year goal.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have a grant that expires in April.
In April,
and we have $50,000 in the budget, so it is our goal.
So then it'll be done by the time this thing comes up.
Yeah. Intercoastal Contracting tells me they can get it done. I'm waiting.
Have you talked to them lately?
Yeah, they've been down here. They've been down here week before last, looking at it again. They're on a project in South Carolina right now, Myrtle Beach. So I'm waiting for him to get back to me to tell me exactly what he can do.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I told them I want to extract as much as they can extract and then down the rest.
The whole,
as much of it as they can get. For
$100,000,
I told them we
would
have to stick to
the whole. Well, still need to put signs up.
Yep.
Warning of underground and underwater.
There's signs on the beach.
There's two signs on the beach right now.
But you don't notice them when you walk on the beach,
right.
Too far up.
Yeah. Well, once they pound it, I think we should do what's at the pipe and put stuff in the water beside it if it's still there.
Exactly.
Because swimmers never see it. The lifeguards get someone about every other year. Seems like cut up on the right.
Well, we put the tower directly in front of it, so
you can tell them to go away.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Is the stuff in the water above that earthquake? Is that in Carolina Beach?
What's that?
There's stuff in the water above Sea Watch, too. Is that stuff in Carolina Beach?
That all here?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's in Carolina Beach.
There's two separate things. There's another one. It may have been just recently. There's two separate things. That's all together, and that's on Cherry Beach.
Yeah.
I think it's all part.
Also, it's all part of that.
Well, as much as
no, there's one right there at Atlantic Towers. Is it what right there at the?
We're talking before the pipe. If you walk out there at low tide right now, you see there's two separate things right where the tower is, and if you walk about 60 yards north, there's another thing out there.
Right.
Yeah. And it may have been the sand is washed out where it's
He's usually hidden, but
he's on about 60 yards north or something else.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
It's just part of the same stuff, but for $100,000, I don't know how much they're going to get once they get into it.
We could always ask Carolina Beach to kick in.
The other parts.
Well,
at the pipe,
This all in Kerry Reach did.
That was my question.
She has 60 yards, just all in Kerry Reach.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about what you can see in High Tide.
No, because I looked at, and the other one was a surprise to me. I never really noticed it. And I looked at this.
The day's been covered with sand until the last wash.
It's almost like a platform or something weird. Yeah.
So, what other goals for 2014-15?
Well, I guess we have me. That's not good.
Well,
that's
well, we did put maintain the current tax rate, so are we okay if that's not our goal?
Well,
we got to say that one because that changes how Arlen starts the budget process, right?
Maintain the current tax rate.
Okay.
Maintain the current.
That's not my
services.
Goal, but okay. Yeah. Okay, if you guys put it on there. That's I would say maintain the current service level. Is our goal.
All right.
Is
that
a tax rate?
Well,
no.
Well, when you choose between one or the other,
maintain the service level within available funds. How about that? Of course, you could say.
Yeah, okay, then service level goes down over time, right?
Funds, right? Mm-hmm. That's covered. That's covered.
So, seriously, what is it? Yeah, if we come in the budget process to choosing between the two, which one is the council going to choose? The third option is we put less in the contingency fund or savings. Right, so beach renourishment funding or whatever, and that's the trade-off that happens every year, right? If it didn't happen every year, we wouldn't have raised the taxes 2 years ago, right? So, I mean, that's how it works out. And so, a goal doesn't mean you're locked in, but from the council's perspective, you know, which way will we fail this year? Because previous councils have spent down the savings of the town to not raise taxes. Which I always hated and was against every time, but it's happened multiple previous councils.
Sounds like a government trick.
It's not a trick, it's a choice, right? You just have a choice to make it home, right?
I know.
Well, unless you're really wealthy and your wife's a spendthrift, I don't have either of those issues.
I think it's kind of hard at this point, too, to say, like, you definitely wouldn't change, you know, increase the tax rate.
I agree.
Especially with some of the changes I mentioned for the tax law and how that's really, you know, maybe by then I'll have some more information on how that could really impact us.
Yeah.
So maybe the goal is the same, maintain the current tax rate. I think that's the goal. We just got to be aware what the, if the trade-off occurs, which way you are.
Yeah, maintain.
And that's for the council to figure, but okay.
Okay, maintain the current tax rate?
Yeah.
Everybody okay?
If possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. They put in that as possible.
If possible?
If possible.
If possible, okay.
What about Ed's goal for, what do you call that, stay-at-home firefighters?
Live-in program?
Live-in program. Why don't we investigate that this year as one of our goals? He's already got a place at $750. He's already paying $750.
So what was the, did we have any views on that property? Is there value there? Yes, or maybe we don't have the cash?
Well, I mean, not to the naysay, right? Because you're exactly right. You shouldn't be against change. Historically, from my grandfather, no one that lives here long-term buys on the front row, including the town, right? So the only person that's been here for very long that owns anything on the front row is the pier owner.
Yeah.
And because he has to be there to have the pier. But no one else lives in the front row.
Yeah.
That's from here. No one. And I would say that the town buying property and then building something on the front row just seems insane from someone who's been here my whole life, right? So while I understand, and trading off three or four lots for one lot doesn't make sense to me either, right?
Yeah.
But I understand that those three lots, as Dean pointed out, are in a residential area, and this is in a business area, right? So I understand that. But, I mean, just from my standpoint, and as the emergency manager, so we put the town stuff there, and then the hurricane comes, and it's gone. That's even worse, right? So
okay. Hold on.
Right?
I mean, what about John had mentioned...
But I think the other thing may be to investigate expanding the...
We have a lifeguard shack, don't you think?
Not during the winter, and during the hurricane you evacuate it. He takes everything out of it for her.
Would we do that with anything in the...
But I do think the issue that Nancy brought up of does the town hall have enough space? You know, you said, you asked Ed, hey, have you got a plan for this fire department area? I think we have property we could investigate. Maybe that's the goal, expanding public buildings.
Still got upstairs the town hall, which could be air conditioned and walled in and stuff put up there.
I think maybe the goal is investigate expanding, I don't know if it's office space or what type of space.
$40,000 a time, so that's too much.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know how much it would be.
Sorry. But I think the pressure form is different than 2007, right? So I think the issue may be, the goal would be investigate with the department heads the next 10 years needs of space and make a plan for getting there.
And was that $40,000 private contract to do it, or was it the town do it? Because right now in the wintertime,
it would insulate it and put in heat and air.
But was it at a private price?
I think the other point is, for $40,000, is it going to be big enough?
You wouldn't get any office.
So I think the goal would be investigate with the department heads the need for the next 5 years of space, and then determine the plan for that. I think that'd be a great thing to go, because I don't think we'll do it fast enough to put it in the budget this year, but if we make the plan, then we can fix it. And maybe there's something you do fast. I don't know how much property we have on the north side of town hall to expand that way. Yeah. None.
You got to have ingress for the cell phone.
We'll get some rat app things or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Well, we have multiple lot properties right now. We need to determine the need and how much size it is, and then figure out where they go. I think that's the goal.
As far as expanding on our property now, we have to expand into the parking lot, make the parking lot into the corral.
Or just make town hall two stories. There's lots of ways to fix the issue. I think what we first need is to define how much space is needed, for the next 5 years or whatever the department heads think is the assignment, and then council figure out what our options are. Because you could easily take the roof off that building, because I was involved in the building of it, and make it two stories, and then you've doubled town hall. And that would be huge, right?
Sure.
That may satisfy everything. Now, it's expensive, but probably not as expensive as building a whole other building or relocating a parking lot. So I think what we need to do as the goal is define what we need and then figure out how to satisfy that need. Because I don't know that, we heard your complaint. Dennis is in this weird little cubbyhole at the end of the fire department. So, got it. Okay, define the need, and then we need to look at the options.
The fire department and police department are going to expand, because y'all were meeting with the architect.
Yes, sir.
So that's done.
But how long is that going to serve you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Make a 5-year plan.
Is that a Band-Aid, or is that a long-term? And the same with Dennis. How far do you think he can expand?
How much more space does he need for a base that cannot get any bigger?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to define the space requirements. Yeah. That's what the goal is.
He needs space for his cars.
Okay. Well, if we build a building in the corral, that's not going to help. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know that building another building somewhere else is the smart way to go, because then it's far away.
If we could get a grant for a new fire department, that would be wonderful.
But we're not going to get a grant. We make too much money.
We just don't have it.
There's plenty of poor places that need fire departments. We're not going to get one.
Why don't we assemble lots of sand?
We could do that,
right?
Yeah, we could do that.
That's a great idea.
This is a history of the town thing. Once we own something, we don't give it up, because they ain't making no more land.
Well, that's something that we're
not making any revenue, and
we're not
putting any tax structures on there.
You're right.
Here's what I brought up Craig the other day, and I don't believe any of the other councilmen know yet, but the Eats family is selling the lots right across from the Public Works. Realtors contacted me. They haven't listed them yet, but they will be coming up for sale before long. I mentioned to Craig, we're never going to do anything with sand mail. We're just not. We might put a park on there one day, but
right. Why
not put those up for sale or see if we can work out some kind of trade to go over there and try to get those so the public works.
We should grab those lots and bring them near public works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The area is already conditioned for
back
that
right.
industry.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. No, I agree with you. So, I mean, I think the goal is to determine the needs of the town for the next 5 years for office storage space, because we got caught by this Matsu thing already, right? That's why we have something wedged in.
We divided those lots up on Sandman.
Four lots, right, John?
I actually happen to bring the maps.
All right. Are you trying to buy one? Is that part of the plan?
No, I don't want one. I just decided I'd print them out.
But that one you can't sell because it's got the easement running through it.
You can sell it. What's the easement for?
It's the pipe one.
It's got a drainage easement. So.
Yeah.
Has anybody approached the Eeks family about donating them to the town?
I'm just telling you, the realtor called me, wanted to know what it could be used for, if he's trying to figure out a good listing price.
Double the price.
I think somebody ought to get talked on, period.
Right. You see that line right there?
That's a good job for our new council member.
So that much.
But John, didn't the surveyor say four lots, or is it only three?
They plotted it out. I'd have to work it out.
Looks like three.
No. Minimum lot size 5,000 square feet, so I think we could actually put six in there.
Ooh. Yeah, the easement's going to be something.
The easement's got to stay. So.
Three, four, six.
Well, this back one here is the screwy one because of.
You continue to
get in there, right?
I drew it in there one time. We never actually plotted it out. I drew it in there.
I thought you had one where you drew it out. I did too,
but when I went and found the Mylar this morning. That's why I was 1 minute late, because I was trying to find the Mylar and print it out. And that's what we had.
So I think the goal still, it evolves around a little bit, right? I don't know. Maybe the goal is to have a land plan. It sounds like we got a little time pressure, right? That's the only concern. I hate that.
This was 3 weeks ago. Nothing's happened since then. I just think maybe if somebody went and talked to them before they got listed, we could probably go a lot further. That's kind of where I was coming from.
I don't know how we'll hold them. But if we told them that we were working on something or we're thinking about something, I think John's right. It'd go, a long way in cooling their jets for a little while. Mm-hmm.
Apparently they have 13 lots they're looking at selling them.
Where? Right across from?
No, it's three right there.
Oh, okay. 13 total. Okay, so those three, they might be. Okay, I got you. Yes, I mean, those would be perfect. Sonny's not here, but I'm sure Sonny would say that's a perfect place for the town to have property versus this place, right?
I asked him he said, I'd love to have that land. He said, I don't know if my neighbors would like it.
Well,
it depends what you use it for, right?
Yeah.
Put the garbage trucks.
Yeah, no, if we could leave them where they are now. Right.
And then move all the
land
in order.
If you could do anything with that piece of property.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how to articulate the goal, but it sounds like it's two goals now. One is to figure out the space needs. That's definitely a goal, right? The department heads need to get together and say how much space they need in the next 5 years, and we need to figure out how we're going to satisfy that issue. So that's one. The second issue is, and it's more of a short-term thing, so I don't know if it's next year's goals. It sounds like it's sort of a now goal is, what are our, with this land opportunity, how should we move forward on it? We should at least investigate. I agree with you, John. We should at least investigate.
If council were to vote on, to sell the lots on Sandman, I mean, I think that they would sell a whole lot quicker than the these or whatever it is, the other lots that she's got.
I believe you're right. Just because of the location.
Yeah. Sandman's got nice houses all the way around it.
Right.
And stuff seems to be selling now.
Who knows
how long that's going to last?
If we made an offer contingent
upon
these sell, which we've got the money, so I don't know that we even have to do that. But
So one, Andy should have left now since he's our attorney. I don't remember how to deal with land.
He had to get some minutes from school.
Yeah,
he had to go.
I mean, so
you have to, if you're selling land, it has to be an open session.
Which,
if you're
correct.
Buying, you can do your initial.
Well, we're in an open session, so we
and then you have to come to.
Unfortunately, can we make a motion to go into closed session for a land discussion?
Probably could.
I make a motion to go into closed session for land discussion.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Close the door, Steve.
Turn off the mic. Well, or
hold on.
You gotta do a second thing. I just
don't turn off the light.
Now.
Make a motion. We come out close to.
We have a second.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. What was discussed in closed session was
the building inspector was directed by council to determine the value of the town's property owned on Sandman Drive.
And
the Quad Mountain. Thank you.
Okay.
Cool.
Hard work.
So now back to this
goal.
The goal for the department heads, right?
Yeah.
So we got distracted. But the goals, I think the goals for the department heads determine their office, storage, and building needs for the next 5 years. So council can figure out how to satisfy. I think that's the goal.
Yeah, we got one employee going to need to be satisfied.
That's good.
Okay, to determine the storage and office needs for the next 5 years for the town?
Yes, for each department.
For each department.
Well, if we bought an oceanfront property, I'm all for moving my office over there.
Okay, just so you know, you got to find some other boats because I'm not going to.
But that's a really good central location.
Yeah,
all the contractors
I know you and Ann are ready to be there. Yeah, I'm just telling you. Find some other guys for that one.
Let's try some.
Find some other guys for that one.
He was making one in there. That was around.
Okay, what are their goals? We got 20 minutes or less if we're efficient.
You started to talk about the fire department.
Fire department's program, live-in program.
Oh, yeah. Ed walked out, but I think we should investigate the pros and cons and make a decision.
So one of our goals would be investing. What's our goal?
We're helping.
Investigate the live-in program for the fire department.
What's that, sir? I'm sorry.
One of our goals for next year would be to investigate the live-in program for the fire department.
Okay.
And then where's the house?
Where's the house at?
Does that mean you want Ed to give all the numbers to include in the first round of the budget?
Well, yeah, that's what I asked for.
Is that what investigate means?
And that makes it this year's goal, not next year's. But
no,
I think that's still
fiscal year 14-15.
Yeah, 14-15.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're still in fiscal 13-14 right now. You're right. I apologize. You're right.
Where's the house at?
The house is on the corner of 4th and I believe it's I. It's the brick house with the magnolia tree.
It's got red shutters?
I don't believe so. It's you know where Don Ray lives? Right on the corner of that street.
That's not I.
3rd and G.
Yeah, G. That's G.
Sure, you live in the brick house right behind Bud Jones people?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Yeah, well, but it'll probably be gone in 6 months, but there'll be another house for rent. Unless you're already renting it now, someone would have been there probably.
Well, yeah, they've had problems renting it in the past. I guess they had bad renters, but they've been taking their time, and I actually do landscaping for them. I kind of pitched the idea of what we were thinking about doing in the future.
Who owns it?
Sue and Dave Bristol is the name. They live in Raleigh, they're vets. They're both vets. They work together.
Oh, maybe.
Dean might be moving in. He might get jumped on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He must be looking good. I'm glad you're coming to the historic district.
Right.
Get another commissioner in the historic district.
Put that as our goals and then provide those numbers for budget for Arlen.
Okay.
That's good. I think that's a good
one. Let's move this on.
Steve, great. What other goals? Those are probably.
7 is a good number.
I think so.
My opinion.
Oh, we got to come up with 2 more?
No.
Oh,
she said we're at 7.
Oh, we're at 7?
7.
Oh, yeah,
she was indicating if you feel good, she feels good.
That's right.
Perfect number.
been a long day. It's cold outside.
It's cold in here.
And anything else to come before this council?
Okay, let's just go ahead. So the number six was determine the storage and office needs for the next 5 years for the town for each department. And number seven was investigate the live-in program for the fire department.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Anything else to come for this council?
You want to vote on the goals to approve those? Don't we usually vote to adopt the goals?
Or consensus?
What did that land study thing that you want to do? Does that also have to do with the corral?
I think that's not in the needs, but what are we going to do with it long term, right? So,
I mean, that's real.
Well,
it kind of looks like crap.
We're waiting, so we got a request for an easement to make a driveway and then improvements on it. We've been held up between...
We're held up with AT&T. They initially gave us a request to use an easement to use their driveway. Then DOT told us it had to be paved in a certain width and length. And I went back to AT&T and they said, stop, we're not going to get into all that.
Even if we pave it?
Right.
Yes, we do.
So I went back to them and I said, well, can we just record the easement, thinking at least we get the easement, and then maybe later on as a maintenance, maybe there's another person I can work with who's not in the real estate division and do a back way kind of thing. But now I'm waiting because they signed one, sent me a copy, but I can't record a copy. And now for some reason, the lady that I work with is having trouble finding her bridge. But she's promised me I will have it before the end of January. So that's kind of where we are. So even if we get the easement to meet DOT standards, we have something else we have to address.
I have a big sale on boat trailers.
Yeah. So, make a motion we accept the goals that we've...
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Now, is there anything else to come before this council today?
So Nancy started the council meeting very well. I appreciate you reminding us of all the stuff, right? Not just for Craig, but for all the rest of us, right? So the only thing that I would like to say, other than welcome Craig, is we did a great job for the last 2 years, I think, right? Even though there's, and I think some of this is going to always be there, friction among the council. I expect we'll do the same thing. I just encourage everyone, remember, at the end of the day, no matter what your position is on an issue, you know, I think we're all trying to do what we think is right for the town, right? So there's some pretty contentious issues that are getting ready to come up. I told Dean this past week, I think the January meeting, that's why I wanted y'all to move it so I could be there. It's going to be pretty heated, right? Between the don't do anything on one side and drill everywhere on the other side. I think that's going to be a firework thing. What was the other one that I said was going to be a firework?
I don't remember.
There's another one. What else is on the agenda, Nancy? There's a second issue that's going to be just as good as that one, I think.
Planning and zoning?
No, I don't think so. That was fairly boring, actually. Maybe it was just the parking stuff, right? Maybe you'll
lady about trash on the beach?
No, I hadn't heard about her yet. I think maybe it was your parking thing that Dean showed me, right? So, and don't take it personal at all, right? So you're exactly right, right? But I think that if you go to the business owners before the meeting, they will be there, I think. Mike won't because he knows he gets too pissed off, so that's why he doesn't come to the meetings, because he just gets too wound up. But I know George will be there, right? I'm assuming if Sonny's project goes just a little awry with this cold weather, that some of the business owners are going to be there anyway, because it's going to take longer if we keep having 19-degree weather. So just everybody remember that even though we have pretty philosophical disagreements, we really are on the same side, right? I'm looking mostly at y'all two, but Craig, I think you'll be in there before it's all over, right? So.
Well, if we do have a lot of people there, are we going to, like, get a timer? Because I want to hear everybody's opinion. I don't have a problem with that. But
I don't want to listen to one guy for 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it's a three-minute thing, right?
Robert's rules of open meetings are 3 minutes or 5 minutes?
Your rules of procedure say 3 minutes.
Okay.
But it's up to whoever's chairing the meeting.
Yeah, all, well, Dean will keep track, right? So the issue...
I'll give my guy 20 minutes, your guy...
Yeah, no. See?
Exactly.
So, that's a big deal.
3 minutes for everybody and everybody.
Unless they're on the agenda. If they're on the agenda, that rule only applies to people that sign up, right?
That's 3 minutes.
Now, if
you have a public hearing, that's a different thing, but
right.
You can still limit. You have
the
right to limit.
But, I mean, if we put someone on the agenda, we've never limited anyone to 3 minutes.
We've never limited anybody.
No, Dean has, like, slowed people down just at the podium. Not very often, but it's happened before.
If they get...
But is it on the agenda? Or they just come
up? Most. Did you get your guy, Emily?
Yeah, see, Dean wants it to be a
I don't know who you've got. I don't know who you've got, Dean. You're the one who has
Nancy Hewitt's been in touch with...
No, I sent Brady an email, but that date was moved, but I haven't
heard back from him. All right, well, that's separate then.
So is your guy coming?
Oh, yeah.
If we have guest speakers...
Right, that's
one.
Exactly right.
They're just talking about the citizens.
Exactly.
I'm talking about the citizens.
Yeah, and I'm with Steve on this, right?
So,
well, let me... I have a question then about this talking. Because usually if somebody signs up ahead of time, I mean, they've been up there for as much as an hour. If they sign up at the meeting, we supposedly have a 3 minute limit. So you're not going to sign your guys up ahead of time, right?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay. I think Steve's talking about when people want to speak after about what the presentation was.
Right. The citizens. Now, if your guy's coming, they can talk 20 minutes, 40 minutes. I don't have a problem with that. I'm talking about the citizens. They're going to come, you know, they get 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Your guy and his guy, they can talk
about
you.
I think you never let anybody for 3 minutes before.
Let the people
we have.
Speakers, 2 minutes.
I mean, I understand.
No, we've let her. Tommy mostly, but other people.
This is a contentious issue, and a lot of people are passionate about certain things, and I don't want to hear their passion for 2 hours.
Right. Well, I think we just start off, look, if you have something to add, and then, exactly right, I'll be on the other side with you.
Right.
Hey, sorry, that's three. You know, because from my standpoint, from both sides, all the stuff I've gotten, I look at the addresses and it's all not from Curie Beach, and it's really starting to piss me off. Because from my side, thanks for your input, but you don't live here. Both sides, right? So that's Albert Echo in Raleigh, and that's whoever the guy is in Wilmington.
Well, Mark, Albert might be the guy talking about it.
Jesus. That's fine, because I'm going to tell you. Well, I already told him in Raleigh that he was wrong. So we were at Players Retreat.
Everybody does realize that even if we said no, all this stuff could happen around us.
Oh, I totally realize that. And I'm okay with that. But like I said at the meeting when we voted, it's like, look, I don't know what the citizens have, but I don't think anybody else up here knows either, and we shouldn't be voting on this. That was the only issue I had. I'm just saying that my perspective is I knew it was a contentious issue, and the reason I tried to not vote on it was because I don't feel like I have a sense at all about what the citizens want on this issue. When I brought it up at the fire department, my dad said, oh, that's the greatest thing ever. It's great for fishing. I love fishing. I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, really? So
natural barrier reef.
Well, that's what he said.
Yell them and you go by with
I'm all for it.
See, there's another fisher.
I realize you must.
If there's
any still left, think it ought to be a pretty
he wants it closer so we need as much fuel to get out of it.
But I'm just saying, that's how I think how much we don't understand the issue, right?
Right.
And so all the heat we're going to get at the end of January, we brought on ourselves, right? So, and I'm okay with that too, but just saying. Yeah, exactly. But in the end, regardless of how it goes, you know, we cannot demonize each other as the council because we got to work together for 2 years. And there's a lot of other stuff.
Well, Emily's moved her chair to the end of the council chamber, so I mean, yeah, it's okay.
She wants to sit by the new guy.
I want to sit by Emily because she smells better than you.
Okay. See, there you go.
I appreciate that.
So
I
asked her to sit next to him, so I traded
right.
David's seats.
Right.
Nobody talked to me. I'm kind of sensitive, man.
And anyway, David has stronger duct tape than I do.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But I don't
do duct tape.
I don't do duct tape. Me, you adjourn.
Can we have a...
Okay. I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Thank you.
Can we vote? All in favor, say what's saying aye.
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 Good job.
All in favor, say bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Very good.
Dana.
Dress warm.
How are you?
So, Johnny, I'm kind of enjoying it.
After slaps?
7 o'clock.
You can never have enough people.
Oh,
what do you need help with, man?
Still could it be clean? She's trying to know what that.